Echot, Zehir of Malchus, that it's all to focus, that Ma'aseh Adam have to go in one kivun, and so on. That was the point we said. I guess once we started that on Rosh Hashanah, I wanted to continue a little bit with that Nekuda about Yom Kippur, the Kenyanim, and talk a little about Yom Kippur. There's an interesting Hadgosha in Yom Kippur that's also seems to have that vision coming from a very different angle. It says the Marshal, the Torah calls it Achas Bashana, that once a year. There seems to be a Hadgosha that it's the Achas Bashana. I want to start from the other side in what the flip side is. The Rambam says, a very famous Lashon, when he speaks about the Yanim of Tshuva, he says about people that fall under the Hevle Hazman. Achas Hevle Hazman, the Lashon. Rambam used the Lashon. Other Rishonim use constantly. That's the Lashon that is, you know, the general scope of Chatoyim and Averis. Are those things that fall under Hevle Hazman, and so on. And he says, about Shofar, that it's Ur Yishenim, and the people that sleep, and Tadeim, and so on. But the Hevle Hazman is interesting, Lashon. Luchura, I mean, whatever Shtusman person does, he does. There are plenty of Averis out there, and the fact that it takes time to do it is not particularly a trait of the Avera. In what sense is it Hevle Hazman? The Pashto Pshat in the Rambam is, the Pashto Pshat in the Lashon HaRishonim is that as opposed to in Yonim Nitzchim, which are Ruchnitzik in Yonim, are not temporary things, Hevle Hazman are actually things that are temporary, temporal, they're very much part of this Metzias. But that wouldn't classify it as Dafka Avera. But Hevle Hazman means there's some sort of issue, there's some sort of problem that specifically is listed as a Tetzor of Zman. So the truth is like this. Just like we spoke last time, that his Chalkus of Inyanim creates a certain problem that in terms of Avodas Hashem, that like the Rambam says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, Pu'ulos Adam have to be Echad. They all have to be focused towards one goal. And anytime you do things that have its own Mahalach, it becomes wrong. It becomes Avodah Zarah of sorts and so on. That Nekuda goes a little bit deeper in a different area. It says that, in Koheles, he talks about Eis LaKoil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chof Ches Itois, and there's an Eis LaKoil, there's an Eis of Akira, there's an Eis of Netiyah, there's an Eis of Ava, there's an Eis of Sina, there's an Eis of Shalom, there's a Muhammad, and so on. There are Itois, which are part and parcel of the Olam that's mitachas Hashemesh. So within the Metzius that we have, besides the Hischalkus in activities, like there's Achila Shtia, there's Harisha, there's what we spoke about last week, there's an even deeper Hischalkus, and that is Mipchinas Ha'itayt. In other words, time carries in itself a different, generally different hanhagas, different mitzvahs. It says in the Svarim that we say that there are different hanhagas at night as midas din, and the daytime is midas achesed. Every malach, every nekuda has its malach. Malachim say shir in the morning, say shir at night. These malachim is mishmeiros. So the Pashto, I mean, the way we understand it is that if there is difference in Yonim, Kilu, Akash Baruch Hu sat down and he said to himself, well, I've got to schedule in a Mishma Aleph, Mishma Beis, Mishma Gimel. I've got to pencil in a separate Anhaga for Yom, a separate Anhaga for Laila. And he took different Anhagas and scheduled it during the day. I mean, that's kind of the way we picture it. Then as it says, it's Fakert. Zman is specifically the metzias of Shinu in the world. In other words, the fact that there is, that in a world that there are no differences, if a person's body would not age a kihuzeh, the statement of being a year old or 50 years old or 100 years old would be meaningless. If I come into a medical examination, if there would be no metzias of physical change over time. But a question how old I am would not be of any concern. It's meaningless because it'll change. Change describes, change, Zman describes change, and change is really, change is the axis that Zman are its markings. So a year is when the sun goes around completely, the earth goes around, the sun goes around. A day is when the earth revolves around. A second is when my watch spring moves. A certain fraction of a second is when an atom releases an electron. But tachlis, in the world of shinuyim, is where you have the zman. Zman is, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon was to create a metzias with this ongoing shinuyim in anhaga. There's Hanhagas Yoim and Hagas Laila, Midas Yoim and Midas Laila. So there it's important to put in the that became this man. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want Hanhaga of Hester and Hanhaga of Gilui, that was the creation of Laila and Yoim. When I want Hanhaga of Sholosh Mishmoiris, that created Sholosh Mishmoiris with Hamor Noyer and Yishim Saperes and Chulu. All of the Hanhagas of Shinui are the Metzias of Zman. And that is where Zman comes from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once there was a Ratzon for Hanhagas, for Shinui Hanhagas. So Lemaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted and brought into play a world that's Mishtana with Shinuyim. Those Shinuyim are expressed in the Itois. There's Ace for this, and Ace for that, and Ace for this, Ace for that. B'meila, that took on minimally the format of Zman. The changes, the muscle, you even find that there's something called Russia Shasho Mesachekesli, that a Russia who, this is the time frame. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Anhaga, he wanted to express the Mida of Malchus Roimi, the Mida of Malchus Yavin, the Mida of communism. Whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to give it its Malkum Kilui. And the way it expresses itself, one way is to have it concurrent. One way is to have Itais. This is a Zman that Shom Sacheges Loi, and B'meila, then you can't crush it. It's not going to work now because it's Hashem Sacheges Loi. This is his man. The terrible problem with that is because it's one thing when a person can look around the world and say, you know, for better or for worse, there's this. I choose this and I choose that. B'chata b'chayim. That's when things are concurrent, we can have shayches. We can have shaykhs to different things. When a person lives, since we're also barriers of Zman, we're also barriers of the living time. In a time that the Shos Mesachek is to Russia, then there is no way that we can really perceive it'll be different. It's much easier to say I'm noited to this tzad and not to that tzad when I have them in front of me, or to say, you know, there'll come a time when it'll change. So the harder Nisoyan in the Bria was when the splintering took on the form of Zman, and each segment, when you're in a certain segment, it seems as if the entire Metzius is there. It's not as if I can say that this Metzius and this Metzius and I'm Boicher. A person likes to be Boicher between things that are concurrent. Something that was, I tell a person used to be very wealthy, now he's Yerid Nechassov and doesn't want to go work. I tell him, you know, what was, roll up your sleeves, forget about it. Now you're a pauper, work as a pauper. Same thing with Hasidus. I tell a person that I don't want, you know, it's a cholub, it's a pipe dream. The Metzius is at now, and that's the entire heck of the Metzius. So in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created of Itois, he brought in a Metzius that's a much stronger stira to Achdus than even the splinter, than concurrent splintering. And that's that it's a very, very different, there's Kielu, a lot of different things. Right now, it's Kulei Ra. That hug is Kulei Ra, and there's nothing else that you can see. And that's a certain Shulton of Ra, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, that's Hablei Hazman. The person becomes affected by the Metzius as it is, and it's impossible for a person really to see outside of his man, because we're also barriers of the Itais. We have Shonim Ketzuvos, our Tzkuf is from this point to this point, and the Ein Machos Chavert and the Gaspar Chavit Kamali Nima, Koini Amagel, and so on. We don't have the ability to span Zman. We're also particularly Yelidei Hazman, we're particularly suited for a specific Zman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Sutton is Mekatrig in all the days, except for Yom Kippur. And it's very interesting because it goes with Maizachama, which is interesting because Etzim we're mining Maizalvana. It's true that in the long Cheshm, it'll always be the same. In other words, in X amount of years, you'll get as many Yom Kippurs as Maizachama, Maizalvana. But it's interesting, behold, that it goes by Maizachama. And the reason is Tamas Pashat, because since we're talking about the Sutton and the Shulton of Ra and the Machos of Ra, we refer to it in terms of Cham, which is his Shulton. At any rate, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yom Kippur, he gave something that is not included in the Itois. It says in the... it's very interesting. The Avodah Yom Kippur, the way the Avodah Yom Kippur is written, it seems backwards. It says there was the Achim Moshe Nei Aaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron HaKohen, listen, Yom Kippur doesn't mean Avodah to go Lifnei Lefnim, but Yovei B'chol Eisel HaKodesh. But you can't come any other time. It should have, I mean, L'chura, one's got nothing to do with the other. They didn't go in the Lifnei Lefnim because they happened to see Yom Kippur, and that's why they win it. He should have said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give the parasha of Yom Kippur to get parasha Yom Kippur. And then at the end of it, you say, by the way, this is the only time you should be coming in. You should not be coming in on the other time. The parasha goes the other way around. The parasha starts by saying, you know, Ayyavu Chol Eis, this is the only time you can come, and this is the avodah you do. So the Chorot Oimek is Faket. There is an avodah. I mean, not even a view had it right. If there's an avodah in chutz, there's certainly avodah b'fnim. There's an avodah in the chutz, there's an avodah in the pnim, and there's an avodah kodesh kadoshim. There's no such thing as a makom has no avodah. And therefore, they were looking. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, there's just a big thunderstorm here, and it. I thought the power might have gone. Okay. There is an avodah in Yom Kippur that actually. The avodah is the other way around. It's not the pshat. The parash is not bechlal in the parash of Mo'adim. It's not telling me what to do in different Mo'adim, and Yom Kippur is one of them. The parash is the parash of avodah is pnim, and be'etzim it could be shaykh any time. It's not Aveda of Yom Kippur. It's the Aveda of the Levi Lefnim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you cannot go into Fnai Lefnim when it's Bechol Eis. As long as it's still a Metzias of Itois, then a person cannot, he's not going to go into Fnai Lefnim. Because Yom Kippur is Achas B'Shana, it's the Nekuda, it's the one Nekuda of the year, that's why a person can go in with power and so on and so forth. So it's the other way around. It's Taka Hemshech of Lodav Aviyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they were onto something. There is an Aveda of Lefnai Lefnim. The problem is Al Yovei B'chol Eis. Anytime a person is still under the Mahalchei Eis, then you cannot go in. The only time you can go in is when there's an Achas B'Shana. The Achas B'Shana happens to be Yom Kippur. That's why you find, in Chazal, they refer to Yom Kippur in a lot of times, a lot of ways, they refer to it as the day. There's a lesson in Chazal that says there was a medrash, there was a poor tailor who outbid a wealthy man's servant for a fish, and he asked him, the wealthy man, who was a Roman, called him and he said, a chutzpah that a poor tailor needs a fish for such a price, Makateza. So he told him, Islon Yoimuchat, we have one day that Akashvaz Mavoinus, should I not be miyakarit? He didn't say it's a day of Kapar Zavoinus. He said it's one day. The Shiva Delishna of it is that it's a day of a day that's yochid and there's nothing like it. The Gemara calls the Masechtas Yuma, means the word Yuma means the day. Loshna Ramis, the Aleph is the Malka, means the king. In Loshna Ramis, it's almost always together. In other words, Yuma means Hayoim. The Metzias of Yom Kippur is the day. In other words, it's a Yom Yuchad. There's a similar Chazal, and it's very interesting. In the very beginning of Chumash, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Maseim Shal Tzadikim, Maseim Shal Rishoyim, and he said, Yehi Or is Maseim Shal Tzadikim, Vayavol Kimir Or Ben Achoyshech, it's different from Maseim Shal Tzadikim, Maseim Shal Rishoyim, Beikol Kimlo Yom is Tzadikim, Choyshech Or Lai Maseim Shal Rishoyim, Vayi Erev El Maseim Shal Rishoyim, Vayi Beikol Maseim Tzadikim, a whole list of Chazal that the Or and the Choyshech are separate, and each one has its own day. Each one is the good, this is the bad, this is the good, this is the bad, this is the good, this is the bad. Fine. Very, very expected chalukah. Chazal finishes off, the Medrash finishes off, Yoim Echad, She'nosan le'makadosh Baruch Hu Yoim Echad, Ve'eze ve'yoim Kippurim. In other words, Yoim Echad, She'nosan le'makadosh Baruch Hu Yoim Echad, it's a day that's above this chalukah. In other words, this chalukah stretches the whole entire Bria. And there's this man of Erev, there's this man of Boiker. There's Al-Yet Yechidu Balayla, and there's Mazikim Anat Nitfas Nar Yoyim, and V'chulu. There's the chalukah of the Malchis between Yoyim and Layla, between Oyer and Choshech, is there. But there's a Metzius of Yoyim Echad. And this Yoyim Echad is like it says, Rashi says it's called Echad Nak Rishon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yechidu Balama. In other words, Echad in the sense of all-encompassing, or Echad in the sense of above is Chalkas. That's the Yoyim Echad. Chazal says in a few places they darshan that Yoyim Echad means any time the word Yoyim is referred to with a capital, it says Ki Godol Yoyim Hashem Benoira Mi Yechileno. So that's going on Yom Kippurim. In other words, any time when a yom, in the sense of a full day, is pointed out, that's Dafka Yom Kippurim. You find Lamashal in the Avodas Yom Kippurim. It says Kotel do the Aktorah, didn't see him do the Kriya, the Kriya didn't see him do this. And the Mishnah says not because you're not allowed to, but because the distance was great. It's interesting. There doesn't seem to be any real halacha that is telling me. I mean, it's only an observation about how the avoda went. But it doesn't seem to be anything really fundamental there. There's a big crowd. There's a long mahalach, and the kohen gadol ran from place to place, what's the time? What nuance is there in that chazal? I was in a Mishnah, so I was thinking that the pshat is the kohen gadol was above his halakos of zmanim. In other words, the etzim, in terms of zman, there was different zmanim, and that's why each person in the audience was stuck with his particular nekuda. It was stuck with a very, very limited scope. This person saw Akhtar, this person saw Vidu, this person saw Kriya, but the Kohen Gadol was taka above any ischalkus that Zman would impose. His avodah was above it. I think also the Moshe says that Akash Baruch is Mavash Masena B'chol Shana V'Shana. It's a modern lashon. I mean, yes, Akash Baruch Hu is. And we're talking about Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur Akash Baruch Hu is Meichel Davinus. What's the Hadgosh Chol Shana V'Shana? I mean, yes, right now we're staying on a Yom Kippur, and we're Zechut Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a Tzaleach or Meichel. What's the B'chol Shana V'Shana? So I think that there's a knage there. Within the framework of a Shana, which is this Chalkos of Zmanim, the sudden, that allows for Avera, that's within the context of Shana, that's where the Mechila of Yom Kippur goes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Metzius of it that type of Nekuda where it would be above it and it would be Mechap on it. I'm thinking on the Lamaisa level. I mean, it's a much finer Nekuda than the one we spoke last week. It has a few implications. So one is Pashit in the bigger Nesyanis. In other words, if you look back in history, people who fell by the wayside a lot was because they couldn't imagine that there would be a that they couldn't imagine Esther Tkufa. I know somebody who was son of a very, very chashuv yeshiva in Europe many years ago. This person died recently, he was about 100, and he was the son of a chashuv yeshiva. He came to America, became a rav in a city, and he became a conservative rabbi because he felt that was the only hope. He looked around and he said, listen, there's nothing going to be here ever. And, this makes the most sense, and that's that. He lived to see a rav come in many years later, make a big shinui, followed by two koilim, and a whole city, 50 years after he became a rabbi and he retired, a whole city became Erlich Eden. And again, it was because he couldn't look out of his tkufa. The understanding that a lot of our tfis and havana is limited to our metzias produces a lot of the chisaron of emuna, a lot of the chisaron of doing right, sacrificing short-term values for long-term inyanim is because our metzias is short-term. Our metzias is be'etzim under a tfisa of zman, of limited zman, and b'meila, that's the way we work. We see it through the zman, and we don't see it above it. There's another area that where I think it pronounces itself. My father, Zechen Evracha, my mother, Tzvara Chaim, once told me that when they first married, my father told her, whenever you want to get upset at something, whenever one wants to get upset at something, one should try to imagine a year from now and ask himself, in the perspective of a year from now, is it worth getting upset or not? If not, then it doesn't. Then there's no point in getting upset. now, the metzias of here and now. It's upsetting that when a person looks at it. I was once telling somebody, I was once arguing with somebody, a young person, and I told him, I'm not smarter than you. Being older means, not even that I have more experience, being older means I look at this event in the terms of 50 years, not in terms of 20 years. You're 20 years old, and basically you just came to your senses 3 years ago. So doing X for a year seems to you like a quarter of your life. I'm looking at it from 50 years and sacrificing a year to do something that will help X, Y, and Z is not a terribly big sacrifice. But you don't have that tefisa, because your tefisa is from who you are, and my tefisa is who I am. I'm 50 years old, so my tefisa is a tefisa of 1 over 50, and your tefisa is 1 over 3, and it's a big, big difference. We regret things later, because as we begin to move from the mode of a particular matzah and a particular inyan, it loses itself. It's silly in the long term look at it. Yom Kippur is a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be lifted up from Havlei Hazman. That's the skula of Yom Kippur. It's the same fracturing of a person's personality we spoke last week. That's hefech of echad, in the sense of different inyanim, that you're pulling a person in different directions. They're aggravated a lot by the inyan of zman, because when a person is in a certain anhag, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give itos in the bria, and when you're in a certain ace, that's the ace for that, and everything around you is like that, and it's almost impossible to be above zman when a person is a bria of the zman. Person lives in Tkufis. There's Dor Dor V'Dor Shav, Dor Dor V'Avnehigav. Each Dor has its own Manhagas, each Dor has its own Dashanim. And it's very hard to up above it. And B'Mela, we're stuck in a lot of ways. We're stuck with particular Anhagas, particular Inyanim, particular Midas, and so on. The Achaz B'Shana is an Akuda where you can connect above Zman, above Ace. Yavu B'Chol Ace, Alakredish, a person is able to pick himself up above particular zman. That's the malchias of Rosh Hashanah produces echad in terms of just directions. The echad and the kud of echad in Yom Kippur produces a different anhaga in terms of zman. Even my Kodesh Baruch Hu's mechila of the Cheta Eagle was where HaKadosh Baruch Hu went from Vachalim Kerega to Beyoim Pakti. In other words, the Einir stayed the same, but it stretched out over Zman so that Kasa would have a Kiyum. From it being the Rega of Kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhog is called Kas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted it above it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread it out over time. Who said it'll happen, but it's in installments. And B'Mela, in the long term, also has a kiyum. And it's not that the Mida, it's not that the Gzaitin was this battle, but by looking at it in a large picture, above a particular moment of Zman, it allows for a kiyum for Klal Yisrael. Any questions? I have a little bit of time. Any questions?
So just in terms of Mechilas Avonos,
yeah.
So are we saying that Yom Kippur is a Yom Mechilas Avonos? So are we saying with the eagle there wasn't a Mechila and it was just
the Mechila, the main Nakuda Mechila. There is no Mechila, but the Rachmim we ask for is to allow us to work it out. There is a particular Tshuva Kapara that exists, but the more than that, we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to extend that. There's no midas of vitur. Nobody imagines on Yom Kippur that he's taking care of everything. But the thing we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he give us the time and the seiras to be metakin it eventually. That rachmim means that you allow extension. You allow it to take place over time.
Mm-hmm.
The mitzvah sayim of tshuva on Yom Kippur,
yes,
the pshat is because we're lifted above the hezchalkos.
Yes, that's
the
school. That's why it's a school of a tshuva, because we also see things.
Right, and because we see the broad picture of everything.
Right.
That gufo is.
Imagine. Let's take an example. You see this. A person does a terrible ma'aseh. A person steals. A person's mezana. Whatever. If a person were able to live simultaneously the hanov of the znus and the busha and the churban of his family, or the taking of the money and the public exposure, if he were able to experience it concurrently, feel them both together, the person wouldn't become a dechet. It's only because right now he's completely in these moments, he's completely an evet to his taiva or to his chemda or whatever it is. That's where we, if the person were able to be toyim the other thing as well, look at it in the closest direction, he'd never have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is this one last question?
Gmar Sima Taiva.
Gmar Sima Taiva.
A good year, and the Mitzvah will start. Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. What is it this year? Shosh Cheshvan.
What is it? Sunday, Monday, yeah.
Okay, so the following, Bez Hashem, the following Thursday. I think I have a chasna one Thursday. I'm not sure which one. If I know, I'll let Rabbi Yaakov know. And I'll be gone, and Bez Hashem, chasna is going to be Hay Kislev. So Hay Kislev is on a Sunday. I'll be